Welcome back to Be a Better Baddie. My name is Quenisha, and I am your host, coach, teacher, and fellow baddie. Now, you can see I'm coming to you very, very raw, I'll tell you. Today has been a great day so far, but it's time for me to sit down and say hi to Pierre. You see Pierre back there. He's trying to leave, but he just came in here. He had no business asking to come in here. If you are listening on the audio version, clearly I have a video to go along with this. So if you would like to see the video, go over to YouTube and you can be with me in real time. So quickly, what I did today. So I woke up around 5:30, felt good, kind of just chilled in the bed. And then I decided to go to a Pierre Bar class at 9 a.m. So went to Pierre Bar. And then after Pierre Bar, we ended up going to the park to walk Pierre. Y'all, why did Pierre throw up at the park? There was nothing wrong with Pierre. Pierre literally went to the park and threw up. So after that, we just kind of took it slow, still finished our walk. I got a decent amount of steps. So I'm at 4,812 now, feeling good about that. And I'm tired. I haven't eaten lunch yet. Eric is in the kitchen making us some lunch, which is some steak, I think, and potatoes and some type of vegetable. So I'm excited about that. I'll probably stop in the middle of this to go eat because it'll probably be done and I'll show you guys. But today, we are finally starting our baddie winter arc. Today is the day. I'll be honest, I missed the October 1 mark. I missed it, but I'm not going to miss the next one. So right now, we're talking about creating our own baddie winter arc. There are so many glow up winter arc plans out there, right? You can go on Pinterest and find some. You can go on TikTok and find some. They are all out there. We're not lacking for a challenge of any sort. But the problem that I find with these is they're not personalized to you. Every plan or challenge that I've participated in, I kind of created it on my own or kind of put my own spin on it to make it applicable to me, right? The challenges that you find on Instagram or wherever, they don't have your goals in mind. They don't have where you are in mind. They don't have your values in line. They don't have any of your context or consider your starting point. So that is why I highly, highly advocate for you to always create or personalize your glow up plans so that you feel more attached to them. So in this video, we're going to go over somewhat of the framework that I follow to create glow up plans. And FYI, this is a note heavy podcast. So pull out your paper, pull out your notepad, whatever, your notes app, start taking notes because you are going to create the framework for your personalized glow up plan right now. Also, before I get too far, let me give you the starting point. We are starting our plan together on October 28th. Let me make sure that's the right date. So yes, October 28th is our date. That is the day we are getting started. So this video slash podcast is being released on Monday, October 21st. You have 7 days, 6 days, I guess, because you really need to be prepared to start on the 28th. You have 6 days to put your plan together and get mentally prepared. Our challenge is going from October 28th to December 31st. We have 65 days. 65 days. So I am now ready to jump into the framework of building your own plan. I have my notes here, so I'll be looking down occasionally. So the first thing we want to start with is the why. Reflect on why you're doing this glow up plan. You cannot start anything, any project without establishing your why. Because I guarantee you when things get tough, when things get hard, when you start to feel lost, you always want to go back to your why. Remembering your why is going to make you remember why you're doing this thing to push yourself out of your comfort zone. As humans, we do not want to push ourselves out of our comfort zone unless we need to, right? Your why is what's going to drive your progress. So on your piece of paper or your notes app, why do you want to create this glow up challenge? Why do you want to glow up? What is it that you feel like is going wrong in your life? What is it that you want to glow up in your life? What do you want to emphasize? Where do you want to improve? Where do you want to get better? What do you want to stop doing? What is your why? And I don't want you to complicate this. There's no reason for you to think of some philosophical reason for why you want to do this challenge. Literally, the reason can be, I want to get snatched. And I'm going to tell you why it doesn't need to be so complicated because we're going to go deeper in a second. So pause me for a second and write down your one sentence why. Why do you want to start this challenge? Okay, so now that you've written down your reason for why you want to complete this challenge, now we're going to dig deeper. And I like to call this why times four. So you're going to ask yourself the question, why? Four times in a row. Why times four? So for me, in this activity, I'll model what I did for you and then you can do it. So in this activity, I'm going to give you four whys, and this will help you get to your core why, or even give you more reasons, more whys. And be real with yourself, no lying. So when I said, if you want to be snatched, write that down, write it down. Now, number one, the reason I want to do this 65-day baddie arc glow up challenge, whatever you may call it, is because I want to look good. Why do I want to look good? Because I want to feel good and be more confident. When you feel good, you're confident, okay? Then I asked myself, why? Then I said, well, I'll feel more like myself. And I said, why? Because I'm giving my body what it needs to glow inside and out. I stopped there. That was four whys. I brought myself down to, I want to give my body what it needs to glow inside and out. Boom. So pause me and do your four whys. And you better pause me. While you're doing that, I want you to put it in the comments. So if you're on Spotify, I know you can comment. On YouTube, where I really want you to be, put it in the comments. What is your core why? If you're in education or worked as a teacher or a facilitator, a trainer at any point, you can see that I approach many things like a teacher. Like, this is creating a lesson plan. You come up with the objective first, and then you go into what the things are. So now that you have your why and you've put it in the comments below for us to see, now you're going to come up with your what. What exactly are you going to be doing during this challenge? And I want you to start with the end in mind. By the end of this challenge, what do you want to be true? What are the things that you want to say that you do now? What are the habits you've adopted? What are the things you've completed? What do you want to be true? And doing this with your why in mind is going to help you be more concrete. So you can see in the things that I wrote, in your why, some keywords stand out. So I'm looking down at my whys. Some words that stood out to me are confidence, glow, and whole body, right? These are things that I want to emphasize, obviously, in my what, and it's going to help me in my title. So the things that I want to work on are going to embody confidence, glowing, whole body. I mean, inside and out, right? My full self. This is going to guide me. So for the most part, here are the things you want to include in your challenge. You want your challenge to include something for your physical well-being. This can be working out, eating well, skincare, water intake, just being healthy, right? Your mental health is another thing that you want to include. And this can be so expansive, right? And it depends where you want to take it. You can have something for reading, pursuing your hobbies, socializing, recharging, maybe career progression, friendship or relationship building, maybe your spirituality, confidence, building a new skill, financial growth. So I kind of lumped all those into mental health, but all of those are very well standalone categories. And then finally, you want something for your emotional health. So maybe journaling or practicing gratitude, spirituality, those emotional and mental health, those two kind of go hand in hand together. So here are the rules. You want to pull something from those categories. No more than five items. No more than five items. Because your challenge is going to be things you do every day, baby girl, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is more than enough to challenge you. Do not go in there and say you have 10 habits that you're about to adopt. No. So no more than five. Second rule, only choose things that you know you're going to do every day. The purpose of you doing this 65-day challenge is for you to create the habits so that they can sustain after and contribute to your end goal. Finally, I want you to frame these things positively. Don't put no sugar, no TV. Don't do that. We want to put focus on the positive. When you focus on what you're supposed to do, you don't have time to think about what you're not supposed to be doing. So don't put no sugar so you can check that off every day. No, because all day, guess what you're focusing on? Sugar. Maybe you want to put have 30 grams of protein in each meal. For me and mine, I'm just going to put meet my macros. I already kind of know how much protein I want to eat. I just need to work on being more consistent with my diet. So those are the three rules. no more than 5 items. Make sure it's something you can do every single day, and then frame it positively. Oh, so cute. Now, for me, thinking about what I want to achieve by the end of the challenge, by the end of my challenge, I want to increase my cardio. I want to lose body fat. I want glowy and hydrating skin. And I want to increase my attention span. So these are the 4 things that I want to work on. Now, you should definitely take some time in between thinking about your end goal and the things you're going to do in the meantime to get there. I took some time, of course, but for the purpose of this video, I already have them all mapped out. So for my 65-day challenge, the things that I am going to do, I want to do a gua sha massage nightly on my face. Right now, I'm doing them about twice a month, and I want to start doing them nightly. And not only on my face, I'll throw the body in there, but right now I'm just worried about the face. I do have a body gua sha as well. I want to read 10 pages from my book. I did this in my last 75-day challenge. It was a little hard sometimes, but I did it. So I want to continue doing that because I want to increase my attention span, scroll less, get involved in a book, meet my macros. And lastly, 20 active minutes a day. So my Fitbit tracks active minutes is when my heart rate reaches a certain point. So increasing my cardio, because right now, no, I'm not going to lie to myself. I like cardio now. Before, I hated cardio. So I just started liking cardio recently, and I want to keep doing it. So I'm going to make sure I do it more consistently. So 20 minutes, 4 things. That's all I have. 4 things, because I'm going to do these things every day, in addition to all the other healthy routines that I already have. So notice I don't have walk 10,000 steps a day. I already get a good amount of steps every day. In my head, 8,000 is like my minimum. If I go above that, perfect. But I know I want to meet my step count every day. I don't need to challenge myself to do that. So that's another thing I want you to keep in mind when you're creating these habits or these items for your challenge. It's not about you keeping up good habits that you already have. Keep doing that. I'm proud of you, sweetie. We're trying to add on to that. We're trying to stack it up. Stack it up. We want to stack it up. So gua sha for me nightly, read 10 pages, meet my macros, because Lord knows. And this is going to be so challenging because with these months, we're going into Thanksgiving, Christmas. Everybody knows you want to eat leftovers. Everyone knows the food that is cooked on those holidays are not tracked. So I already know for at least 3 days, I will not have accurate macros. So I know that already. But one day does not mess up your progress. One day does not mess up your progress. Okay. So now I want to go on to talk about the timing of this challenge. In this video, I'm referring to the winter arc. So we kind of already know it's the end of 2024 going into 2025. But everything that I'm saying in this video can be applied to any challenge. I highly encourage you to create your own mini challenges throughout the year, especially when you need a little pick-me-up, especially when you're just like, ew, what am I doing? Or you're like, okay, I want to reach this goal. Let's go. Let's challenge myself. All of this advice applies. So in terms of timing, there is no perfect time. There is no perfect time to ever start working on yourself. The perfect time is now. So if you sit here and you say, oh, I'm just going to wait until 2025, you already set yourself up for failure because you've already told yourself that you are not strong enough and you are not capable of enough of pushing through hard times. You already told yourself that. I believe it says so much more about you when you push through the hard times and pursue your goals. So I already know a lot of you are going to use the holidays as an excuse. I used to use the holidays as an excuse. I used to say that, oh, because I'm at my mom's house, I can't work out. It took me so long to get over that mindset because I was a victim of perfectionism. If I wasn't in my comfy home with my comfy routine, then I wasn't doing it. But recently, when I go to my mom's house, I'm just like, oh, let me do a 20-minute workout. Like, it's okay if I'm not at home, if I can't go to Pier Bar. Like, I still know how to work out. I even bring my workout mat with me on some trips, if I can fit it, and just get a little 20-30-minute workout in on the mat right there. Because at the end of the day, if it's important to you, you'll get it done, right? That's what I believe. If you, what we always want to say, if he wanted to, he will. Don't worry about him. If you wanted to, you would. So for timing, I don't want you to wait for the perfect time because, again, how you push through imperfect times speaks volumes to the type of baddie you are. Now, in this case, I said we're starting on October 28th. That'll give us 65 days until the new year. With the timing in mind now, keywords, I want to start naming my challenge because naming it makes it fun. Who doesn't love saying, I'm doing 75 hard? It's fun. It's catchy, right? So I went through a couple of ideas and I was thinking, confident. Let me know which one you like. Let me know which one you like because I have one I chose, but let me know what you think. So I was thinking confident 65 and then whole self glow, like whole self glow. I ended up choosing whole self glow, leaving the 65 out. I know it's pretty popular to add the amount of days you're doing to the challenge, but I didn't do that. But let me know which one sounds better to you. And then we are on our last part for our framework, trackers. Create a tracker. It doesn't need to be hard. I've shown you my trackers before. Literally, my tracker was a big piece of paper with tally marks. You can do that. Trackers are a great tool to visualize your progress. They're going to serve as a reminder for you. So when you plaster your tracker up on a wall somewhere, you are reminded, I didn't gua sha tonight. Let me put on a video and do my gua sha. It's also good to visualize any patterns, visualize your progress. It feels good. Remember when you were in elementary school and your teacher would give you the little smiley faces if you were good or maybe a check plus whatever. There was some behavior tracker for all of us at this point, right? You saw that and you didn't want to break your streak. Some of you see your streaks on your Apple Watch. You don't want to break it. So the same thing applies to us even as older humans. We like patterns. We like positive patterns. And we want to keep making ourselves proud. The more you make yourself proud, the more confident you are. The more confident you are, the more likely you are to keep promises to yourself and do the same thing over and over again. That is going to keep you proud of yourself. So trackers are also going to help you focus on the process and not the end goal. So as you're looking at your process and your progress, you're not focused on day 65. That's stupid. You can't focus on day 65 when you're on day 2. Do the things for day 2. Breathe. Do it again for day 3. And repeat the cycle over and over again. Okay? When you make progress in the process, then you reach a goal. I did not have a smart thing to say. Oh, I'm so sorry. But create a tracker. It's going to help you build and sustain these goals because that is the ultimate goal. Now, I have a very simple tracker that I'm using. My tracker is literally a spreadsheet that I bolded the boxes and I'm going to color them in. I did the tally chart last time. It got hard. It got too hard. So I need it labeled. Okay, so are you excited? We are starting our Winter Arc Baddie Challenge. There we go. Winter Arc Baddie Challenge. And every single one of you are going to have an individualized goal. There's no reason for you to try to do the same thing I'm doing because me and you have different goals. Me and you have different starting points. You probably already eat all your protein in a day. You don't have to worry about that. Me, I need to get my protein. So individualize your process. There's no reason not to. Don't get caught up in what other people are doing because what is that? Comparison is the thief of joy. Comparison is the thief of joy. You want to be happy with what you're doing because it's personalized to you and who you are and your goals. Other people have their own ideas of what it means to glow up. Let them do it. Let them do it. I seen an influencer. She did a style challenge where she challenged herself to dress up every day. That can go on your glow up plan, right? There are so many ideas. And like, if you have more ideas, put them in the comments for everyone because let's help each other. Now, that is it for me today. I'm so excited to hear about your progress. And maybe I'll make like a progress video. I want to try to make videos. And honestly, this, what I'm doing right now, sitting on the floor, my office with nothing, just me and my computer and my microphone. This is me fighting against my sense of perfectionism, right? I don't need to have the nice setup behind me. I mean, you see my little 20-inch TV, my hobby box. I'm chilling in my office, right? So I want to start making more videos because I want to get past the, but your background's not perfect. My background looks fine. It looks like I'm just chilling with my friends. This is how I talk to my friends on FaceTime. What's wrong? So tell me what you think below. We need to talk. And I will see you guys in the next one. I do want to make a follow-up. And I do want to talk to you guys to see what you have. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, please don't forget to rate and leave a review for this podcast because we want to grow. Spotify, same thing. Rate it. Leave a comment. You're on YouTube. Like it. Subscribe to it. Leave a comment. Let's chit chat. I will see you guys in the next one. And bye.